Okay, we're joined now by California head coach Wyking Jones. Coach, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Star one to ask a question for California head coach Wyking Jones.
Your first question is from Ben Parker, GunnerByReport.com.
Hey, coach. Good morning.
How are you doing, Ben?
Doing good. Just want to get your thoughts on the upcoming road trip to the Rockies. It's obviously arguably the most difficult road trip in the Pac-12. Can you talk about just what makes that road trip so difficult? Is it as simple as just the altitude difference? And then also, as sort of part B to the question, how nice is it to get that win over Oregon State as you head into this road trip?
Yeah. Well, it's a tough road trip. It's a little bit further travel. You guys experience time zone, for the only time during the road season. And, the altitude does play a factor. And, when you go to places like that, they make sure that that the altitude is going to make a factor. And so if it can get into your guy's head, then, it becomes a factor if you can kind of zone it out and phase it out and not let it bother you, then maybe it's not as much a factor. But they're talented teams. You play Colorado, you play Utah. They're very good basketball teams, very well-coached teams. And so that, on top of the time zone, on top of the altitude, you have to play a very good opponent. And so that's what makes that trip probably one of the tougher road trips in our conference. And for question number two, it was great to get a win and feel that energy again, and having that excitement for my happiness for my guys. They worked hard on Saturday, and we earned the victory, and I got some. I challenged our guys before the game. I said it has to be all hands on deck. It has to be a complete team win. Everybody has to give us something. And I felt like everybody that played in the game really gave us something, and our bench was great as well. So it felt good to get a win.
Perfect. Thank you.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Wyking. Just could you be a little more specific about Colorado? What are you seeing them both personnel-wise and scheme-wise, and kind of evaluate them a little bit?
Well, they go – McKinley Wright is a great point guard. He takes care of his teammates. He does a great job distributing the ball and making sure that all their scorers get a chance to get their looks and their touches. And he's a very good scorer himself. And so he's young, but he doesn't play like he's young. He plays like a veteran. And, so you start there with him. And then you got guys like George King, who's been around, seems like he's been around forever, hitting shots forever. And so, you got a veteran guy in George King who's kind of their stabilizer. And anytime they need a big play, seems like they go to him. And then you got talented guys like Tyler Bay and Namon Wright. They just have a very balanced team. They come off the bench with Collier, and he's a very good basketball player himself who's been around for a while. And so, they're playing more zone than they have in the past. Tad was always a man-to-man guy, and so they try to keep you off balance, playing between pressing and mixing it up between man and zone. And, they're talented. They're talented, and they have a great home court atmosphere, and they've been able to win some big games at home. They're very, very good at home, and so they're talented, they're well coached, and they have a great home atmosphere.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. You've had a lot of different guys step up for you this year. You kind of alluded to it earlier. Obviously, Suen has been great. Okor coming off his best game. Who's been, in your mind, kind of the biggest surprise for you, maybe an unknown that you didn't know you were going to have coming into this season on your roster?
Yeah, I would say Justice Suen. Justice is, we knew coming when he signed with us, we knew he was kind of under the radar a little bit, thought that, maybe he was a guy that people didn't pay enough attention to because he's so versatile. And so we felt like when we signed him, when he committed to us and we signed him, that we were getting a steal. But him, you know, once Pac-12 started and for him to put together the string of games that he was able to put together, you know, shooting the ball at a high level, knocking down his free throws, being able to take guys off the bounce and pull up 15 footers, one dribble pull ups. He just has a, you know, he has a lot to his game. And so I would say that he's definitely probably the biggest surprise, you know, being the second leading scorer and freshman scorer in the conference. You know, he's ahead of schedule, I would have to say.
Yeah. I know in the heat of the conference season and regular season, not a lot of time to reflect, but just for you personally, how has the first year of being head coach gone for you?
Well, you know, it's we haven't won the number of games that obviously anyone would want us to at this point. But it's funny because I talk to a lot of head coaches and the constant theme that we all say to each other is winning is hard. Winning is hard. It's not easy to beat anybody. It doesn't matter who you play. Nobody's going to give you a win. And so, you know, I think my team is learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. You know, and I'm just kind of chalking up the year as a great learning experience. You know, with the new team, I've had a chance to kind of look at some different lineups, look at some different defenses, look at some different offenses, and just trying to figure out what works for who we got, you know. And so mm-hmm. it's been a very, very learning year for me and my team and my program. And you know, people call it rebuilding. I just say, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get better game in, game out. And you know, that's kind of how I'm gauging the season. Are we getting better?
And do you think you are?
I do. I see progress. Yeah. I see progress. And you know, I think that as long as, you know, Kingsley Okoro to me has always been the guy that I've challenged the most consistently throughout the season, because he's a veteran. He's been in these games. He's been in the conference. He's in his fourth year. He knows, you know, most of the personnel and how these other teams are going to play. And, you know, for him to step up in the last game and do what he did, you know, I'm very happy about that, you know, but I'm still on him. You know, I'm still saying, okay, well, you showed us against Oregon State. I need you to continue to give us that night in, night out for the remainder of the season. And so, you know, I think he's a big X factor for us. You know, when you block five shots, you know, you're changing 10 when it's all said and done. You're changing 11, 12 when it's all said and done. So you have a great presence down there on the, you know, from a rim protection standpoint. But then at the same time, you go 12 for 14 from the free throw line, you're getting fouled, you're getting guys in foul trouble. And so, you know, for him to do what he did for us in the last game was very, very, very refreshing, and hopefully he continues to play that way.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Wiking. Good luck in the Mountain Schools.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach. That's all we have for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Safe travels.